Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on 670 The Score, Raheemy and Harris. Layla, she'll be back on Wednesday. Mark Grody, thanks for hanging out with me, man.
It's a blast as always, Mr. Harris. Thanks for having me.
Couldn't have done this show without Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano behind the glass. We even got in some Josh Giddey talk. Yeah,
finally. Thanks to me. I gave him 30 seconds and five on it.
Yeah, you did that. I don't know that that's the move you should have made there. Also, Connor O'Donnell.
Josh Giddey should hire Robbie as his agent because he's clearly getting bad info from his agent. I think Robbie will get him on the right road and get him a deal done.
Robbie's straight up emotional about it. Like
That's his guy.
Yeah.
Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz getting us on Twitch. We appreciate that. Shout out to the mob for following along today. Also, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Thank you to our guests, Vinny Rotino, Mike Florio, Cody Decker, and of course, the one and only Chris Emma from Hallis Hall. And now we welcome in Matt Spiegel. We welcome in Lawrence Holmes. It is Spiegel and Holmes. This is Transition right here on 670 The Score.
What's up, guys?
What up, fellas? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to both of you. What's going on?
Did it get less humid outside? That's my next question. Because
it got super humid, then it stormed. I don't know what's going on
okay,
now.
Okay, we don't know if it got cooler, though. Like
no,
the storm
I'm thinking it got worse.
Might be better after the storm. I was that guy who tried to bike to work and beat the storm.
No.
And then I had to stop at the dry cleaner, so I had like some clothes, and I got to the dry cleaner just as it started to rain, and then I called an Uber from the dry cleaner.
To leave this bike right here?
Yeah, I got to leave this bike.
You look pretty dry for a guy who got through the rain.
Yeah, I was wet for a while, but I like it when it's just a little tiny, a fine mist.
I do too. I was just talking about that. Like, I would rather walk home 20 minutes or so to walk home in rain than this swamp of humidity that I walked here in. Today, like I had full back sweat when I arrived in here this morning for our meeting. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but there was back sweat happening.
Well, you'd be more wet if it was raining, you know, than your back sweat.
Yeah,
you know?
but rain is better than back sweat. Let me just tell
rain
you.
Rain is pure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
There's a lot of back sweat coming down yesterday, and it was like, I'd rather have this be rain.
Back sweat.
Yesterday, on the way home from the ballpark, I took a bike again. I'm addicted to the bike these days. But I was like coming back to the South Loop, Lawrence, and I'm like, there's a lot of traffic. I'll just cut through Chinatown. What could go wrong? What could happen?
What?
I go to cut through Chinatown. Mm-hmm. There's a street fair going on in the middle of Chinatown. You can't get anywhere.
A Sunday in Chicago in the neighborhoods, you can run into some stuff.
Yes. Wicker Park was going all weekend.
I tried to go around in a different road, and you couldn't get a bike through there. And then I tried to go through an alley in Chinatown, and then like I had to stop and like walk the bike through the alley in Chinatown.
I kind of wish that someone was filming this.
It should have been, because then I caught my pants on a dumpster and ripped my pants as I'm walking
your pants?
By. It was ridiculous.
What happened to you, man?
I blame myself.
You should be blamed. Hey.
There's nobody else. I'd like to blame someone.
The Cubs did not score any runs in the fifth fifth inning of yesterday's game, but the Spiegs was there doing a great job,
yep,
like he does pre and post game show. How entertaining was that game yesterday? Because it got entertaining towards, and it got tense. Finally, a game like at the end with the Benintendi 3-run homer, and you got to bring in Palencia. It got pretty nervous on the south side, didn't it?
It did, and Cubs were intense all weekend. And they knew, like, every game is important. They brought a lot of intensity to that. You guys see Tucker get walked after,
oh, yeah,
after, who was it who threw inside? Was it Burke who threw high and tight? And then Tucker got pissed,
yeah,
and threw his bat. Like, I haven't seen emotion.
It's like a bat flip.
He threw his bat at the end of the walk, and then he was trying to steal a base, and he was, like, clearly angry when he was trying to steal the base.
And that didn't work out well for him.
It didn't work out. And then at Marshall, he went back to the dugout and was, like, kicking stuff in the dugout.
I like it, though.
That must be, like, it is nice to see some emotion out of him in his first at bat. He had runners first and second, and that was where, I don't remember if he struck out, but he was retired. And I was like, man, that was the spot. That was the spot for him to get his butt back in gear, and he did not come. I know it will, but I wanted that spot.
Yeah, well, he doubled in the first inning to the gap. He scored on the PC.
Was that three extra base hits in the last month for him or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about him either.
I'm not. It just would have been nice.
But yeah, it was. There was a lot of intensity to that thing. And you said it, man. Using Palencia for four outs.
Yeah.
First ever four-out save. I think he's only gone more than one inning, I think four times on the season, maybe five, but two of them were early when he wasn't even a high leverage guy.
It wasn't just that he came in for the four-out save. It's the quality of pitches he was throwing when he came in for the four-out save. In the ninth inning, I was like, oh, this dude is locked all the way in.
And doing it the day before a big three-game set in Milwaukee. So does that mean Palencia means he can't go in all three of these games? Might be able to. I'm sure he can go tonight.
Well, the hope is that you don't need to have him in all three of these games.
I don't think they'll need him tomorrow, whether it's
because of Mizorowski.
Well, that's tonight.
Oh, that's tonight.
No, the Colin Ray start, I think.
You think they're going to be losing the Colin Ray start?
I mean, that's so easy.
Maybe
though.
It's not a Colin Ray start. I mean, maybe by then someone else is pitching.
That would have to happen today. That would have to happen.
It would need to happen today. Yeah. It would need to happen like during our show.
I could see a future where that happens.
I could see that as well.
Love the shirt, by the way, Marshall.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, Dick Allen getting into the Hall of Fame. I've been following his journey since I worked in Philadelphia, and then like the dude, the only Philadelphia Philly that was not in the Hall of Fame to get his number retired by the Phillies. So that tells you they knew exactly what it was supposed to be.
That's interesting. They knew what they had.
Yeah. So I just think as we get closer to the deadline and we just keep talking about maybe more sellers and there have not been more sellers, that it's starting to look real bottom of the barrel thrift store type shopping to get what you actually are going to get.
I don't think the starting pitcher seal has been broken yet.
No.
So that's what we're all waiting on. A couple position players, Ahmed Rosario went, and obviously Ryan McMahon went, but the starting pitcher, like Bruce Levine dropped powerful amounts of insider nuggets this morning with Mullion Hall. He basically said, remember when Bruce 3 weeks ago said they were close to a trade? Mm-hmm. He said this morning it was Mitch Keller. Mm. It was Mitch Keller, and the Pirates fell apart. They decided they didn't want to do it because they're the Pirates and they don't know what they want to do. And then I'll add, you see Nightingale yesterday morning said the Cubs would be willing to part with Owen Casey in a Mitch Keller trade.
I said that's dumb.
I'm calling BS on that because if they were caught willing to part with Owen Casey, it would have been done already. And it didn't happen 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So Bruce had that. He had the fact that the Cubs have been scouting their own minor leaguers and been using an outside source to do it, which is really smart as an organization because you're trying to figure out if you're going to give up Triantos or Jonathan Long or Kevin Alcantara.
Bystero seems like a shoe-in to go.
I think the bigger question here is looking at, you know, if Owen Casey really is going to be going somewhere, there's certain minimums you got to get back if you give up Owen Casey. My thing is this. When I heard them both talk about Adrian Hauser and how teams view him, the Cubs need, like I said, a couple of guys, in my estimation, one guy to be a guy who just gets you out. Hauser, if he's not being like lifted up to this esteem, we just saw what he did against the Cubs, just go get him to be the back-end guy. And he's a back-end guy with plus potential. Like, he could be the better part of that back-end.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, when we talked with Lance Brozdowski about it on Friday, he was saying that, like, the weird thing about Hauser is that no one kind of knows how he's been able to do this season, and that it might be lightning in a bottle that you're getting. I think that it wouldn't cost you much.
That's my point.
And it's worth making a move for. If you're a team, the Yankees are looking for starting pitching, and boy, could they use it.
Some of these teams are desperate for starting pitching. That's more desperate than the Cubs, by the way.
So maybe that does raise the price a little bit. Maybe if you're the White Sox, you're like, hey, we have a commodity that people actually want, who's had a season that's been out of this world. What do we do?
I feel like they can hold on to Casey as don't sign Tucker insurance if they're going to do that. And I feel like they can hold on to Jackson Wiggins, the minor league pitcher that apparently they really want to hold on to, and still end up with a rental pitcher like Merrill Kelly or Adrian Hauser or somebody like that. And then they've got Tyone and Assad apparently both on the way back and maybe going to be around by the middle of August. So I'd like them to make a bigger play than that, but I will not be surprised if they just make a small rental starting pitcher play at some point.
You're plausible, but I don't think any of these Cubs prospects right now, and starting with and probably ending with Owen Casey, is even close to untouchable. There's no elite, no doubt about it, prospect with the Cubs this year. And I think the Cubs have done, and he's been a very good offensive player, Casey, for sure. But I think the Cubs have done a hell of a job of building him up, and maybe the media to a certain extent either, because this just seems like,
I don't know. He's a guy with 20 home runs, like an OPS close to 950. He's pretty close for me of someone that maybe not untouchable depending on what you get back, but I am not leading with that guy as a trade for a part-time player.
Yeah. Like
that,
what about two part-time players? A Kelly and a Eugenio Suarez.
We can have a... Oh, well, if you're talking about Suarez, now we can have a conversation.
Well, I'm saying it's, and that's to where get that both came of up. Them, one-stop shopping. In a market where there's not enough sellers, one-stop shopping.
Only if it's Gallen and Suarez. I'd rather have Gallen.
You'd rather have Gallen than Kelly?
Yeah, probably.
I love Zach Gallen.
Eugenio Suarez.
But I like what Matt Shaw is doing.
Or and he's
I like,
a tiger.
And I like the Cubs offense enough that I'm not going to give up premiums for Suarez.
Listen, what I floated out there, and I stand on, is the idea that Craig Counsell, if you believe him to be the manager that he is, you go out, you get Suarez, and you say Matt Shaw isn't an afterthought. He's still going to be a part of our offense going forward. And we talk about elite left-handed starting pitching. I like the idea of Matt Shaw, the way he's played since the All-Star break, and Eugenio Suarez possibly in the lineup together.
I brought up the Minnesota thing to you guys last week, the Willie Castro, who can play some third and be a utility guy as well, and then Duran, their closer. So I'm still holding on to that. Like a pitcher, maybe it's a rental starting pitcher, and then a utility guy and a reliever, and then I'd feel pretty good.
What about Emmanuel Classy?
Emmanuel Class B felony.
Not Class B felony.
I hadn't even really gotten to the bullpen for the Cubs yet because we're all so hyper-focused
on the starter
and third baseman. But I was like, wait a minute. That would have been a guy. That would have been really nice. But it's really nice that the Cubs have Daniel Palencia and we're not as worried about that position.
I think you're still worried.
Is it a drop in trade value when all of a sudden you're suspended because you're a gambler?
It should be.
No, the lucky for him or unlucky, he's 27. So he'll recover, I think.
Will MLB even allow for that trade to go through if you trade for him?
I don't think he's coming off that list the rest of the season.
But they said August 31st. They said he's not coming off that list until August 31st.
So
how many more of these are out there? How many more dudes?
I think a lot more.
Me too, man.
A scary number.
How many
I bet
dudes
it's double digits.
On teams of non-consequence are punting on the first pitch of their inning or those kind of weird ass props. You know, it's
what
it's an
about
ugly thing.
Texter asks, what about some of the smoke out there about Gore from Washington?
I don't really believe he's on that.
Why would the Nationals
guys like Gore and Joe Ryan you got young dudes with years of control who are like flat out aces? Why?
That's all you have too right now. You're gonna have a new GM there, obviously. Yeah. So yeah, that's
I don't.
It'd be really hard to believe.
Well, since we've got Grody here, and I wouldn't. I guess we could probably call this breaking news, right? Why not? Because we talk about how great Wildfire is. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Brad Biggs has it in his piece in the Tribune that Jamar Turner's going to miss a month.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Ugh. That sucks.
And maybe more.
Yeah, when you guys, it was at Wrigley Field, Lawrence, when
you walked by as we were talking about Bears. It was amazing. I'm on with Middays, right? And we're just hanging out. And then Ray was like, hey, do you want to do 5-1? I was like, sure. I'm sitting there, and one of the questions is a Bears question. And literally as we started the question, Grody walked by. He was just going to the game. Like he wasn't there to do anything other than watch baseball. And it was like someone had pushed him, like a director, like, get out there. That's your cue. And get out there right now. And he looked over, Bears.
But Bears.
We were talking about the second round pick signing. And that's the second round pick that I'm most high on because I think they need a little sandpaper on their defensive line. So it's not great that he's going to miss a month or more.
It's not great, and it continues like this. It's been a bumpy start to your top four rookies, all of whom could start and play important roles on the Bears. Good that Colston Loveland is back out there, but still ramping up. Luther Burden, by the way, was out there. Long ramp up to go. Ozzie Trapillo, he's been fine. And now Jamar Turner, the second-round rookie out of Texas A&M, out for a month. That sucks. Not just because, like, all the Jamar Turner, the great personnel. Like, I'm really anxious to see where he fits in
on that
defensive line. And is he competing in any way, shape, or form for real time as a three-tech
game? Second round pick?
Oh, absolutely.
And they need help on the defensive line last night.
I think with Grady Jarrett there and Jervon Dexter there and with Billings being back, it might have been hard for him to find rotation time early, like a lot of it, but that is a definite piece of your future.
Well, because then you'd know what you need or what you don't need if you get a chance to look at him at least. Because
100.
This is when you're scanning for either street free agent edge rushers who are still out there waiting to work or somebody else's scraps to fill out what you need and to not even get an idea of how this guy fits into the puzzle is a big deal.
That sucks. That blows.
It's not a strength of theirs. Like
no, it's a big time problem spot.
Yes,
and you're counting on Dio to do good things. And healthy Big Bill is a big deal, and you hope Dexter makes a leap. But this is a definite spot of need, and now you don't get to look at a kid for a month.
Dio looks good.
Dio, I'm most curious about him. Yeah, I'm most curious about him. Yeah, but it wasn't in pads. I don't care until it's in pads.
Well, it's in pads now.
Yes.
Here we are. We have made it to the pads portion of Bears training camp, which is something that we are going to talk about. But here's what else is on the show. We are going to be paying attention to what's going on inside the trade world of MLB. John Morosi is going to join us from Cooperstown as he's been reporting on the Emmanuel Class A stuff. So we'll talk with him about that. Chris Emma is on the show with a Bears hit, one word. Ooh. That's at 5 o'clock today. By the way, if you're wondering, BMAC did a great Bears hit one word on Friday.
I was smiling the whole time.
It was outstanding. Ron Coomer is going to join us at 5:25 this afternoon so we can talk about the Cubs and the Brewers as they get set. We got a lot of baseball stuff. Spiegs was over on the south side. He called an inning of yesterday's game and did pre and post. We're going to pick his brain because he talked to a bunch of people on both sides of town. So there's a lot of baseball conversation that's coming up inside the show. But first, we are going to talk a little bit about something that may have gotten past people because it happened on Saturday. Something that the head coach is saying about the quarterback and something that we all may have been completely wrong about when it comes to the maturation and education of one Caleb Williams. We will share that with you after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Schneider Electric presents Keeping the Lights On, a Graybar podcast. Schneider Electric is leading the digital transformation of energy management and automation in homes, buildings, data centers, infrastructure, and industries. Listen to my conversation with Anise Cavanaugh, author and consultant, as we discuss how you and your team can intentionally bring positive energy back into your workplace. Tune in on the Odyssey app, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspire design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Classes large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.